Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and proudly presented by USAA. USAA is hiring. If you'd like to join their great team, just head on over to usaajobs.com. Today on the Veterans Voice, we're focusing on Mount Carmel's southern expansion and their efforts to provide much-needed services to veterans throughout much more of Colorado. And starting off on the Veterans Voice today, we're talking with Paul Price, the Director of Operations at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Paul, thank you so much for joining us here on, I guess I should say, on your podcast. And let's talk about the great news that Mount Carmel is continuing to look for that southern expansion.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Veteran Voice and Mount Carmel have been doing this a long time, and our goal remains the same, and that's to get all the stuff that's going on here in our community out to the veterans, the military community, and let them know what we have, that we can support them in so many different ways.
Exactly. And, you know, when you talk about the services, kind of the mission of Mount Carmel, let's just do a great refresh about the overall operating goals and the overall mission of Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel was established on an integrated services model, mm-hmm. and that's what we continue to do now going into our sixth year. During that time, we've supported over 10,000 individual clients. That's over 60,000 visits coming through our front door. And really our three core missions that we continue to provide would be, the first one would be transition and employment. That's helping people figure out what they want to do outside of the military, and then helping connect the dots, if you will, and getting them into a position in that industry. The second core mission that we deal with is behavioral health. And we do that with individual counseling. We can do that with couples counseling, family counseling. And we also have support groups and alternative therapies, everything from equine therapy to art therapy, music therapy, writing therapy. It's across the board.
Absolutely.
And now the third mission, which is important, and actually we're going to have a guest here in a little while who runs that operation, and that is veteran and family resources. Think of that as supportive services.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just helping the folks that need a hand up when it comes to paying for their mortgage, or helping repair cars, or helping with food issues. Supportive services is a critical component on what we're doing at Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. And as we'd mentioned, the expansion is going. We know Mount Carmel's done such fantastic work, but right now it's been a lot of focus in the Pikes Peak region. Obviously, we have a high number of veterans. That's kind of where it started. But now expanding into Pueblo and even into the Trinidad area. And let's talk a little bit about the why behind it and the importance of continuing to reach out to more veterans throughout southern Colorado.
Well, one thing that COVID taught us is there is no geographical restrictions to need, and we have seen that the need increase. And although we can still provide virtual services, we wanted to put boots on the ground, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a need down in the Pueblo area, the Fountain area, and even in Trinidad. So working with partners, like you'll hear later on in this program, we were able to stand up our shop in all of those three locations. That would be Pueblo and Fountain, and then also have a representative down in Trinidad. The need was there. Mount Carmel stepped up with the partners and said, let's go where the need is.
Absolutely, and it's such a great area to start moving in. We know Fountain has such a large number of not only active duty, but veterans transitioning out, one of the big goals of Mount Carmel, and then Pueblo has a large veteran population that I think sometimes is almost overlooked when you compare it to El Paso County.
Absolutely, and let's not forget Trinidad as well. That's why looking in the area through the whole Front Range, all the way from Denver down to Pueblo now, and we're even looking at Custer County as we continue this expansion. But again, we can only do this with the partners that we have,
mm-hmm.
and they're great partners, and there are a lot of them. So those three core missions I talked about, we do so much more because of the collaboration that we have with all these partners.
Absolutely. And I know we'll talk with some of them a little bit later, but let's give them a shout out now. Who are some of the partners really helping with this southern expansion and helping to stand up the offices in Fountain, Pueblo, and Trinidad?
Well, I definitely have to tip our hat to the local government down there in Pueblo. Mayor Gratishaw has been extremely generous when welcoming us into that community. We did a kickoff recently with the Veterans Day Parade, mm-hmm. and the community came out and supported us showing up down there. We're going to do a community reception on the 13th of December. We have about 200 folks coming in there, and we're going to kind of explain to them what we bring to the fight down there and introduce some of our partners. And some of those key partners would be Centura Health, because we're working out of the St. Mary Corwin Medical Facility down there. We have a suite of offices there, so that's where we'll be headquartered. Centura was great. But also down in that area, we have Valiant Staffing, who has already been a partner of ours long-term up in Colorado Springs. And they have operations down in Pueblo, and they will be working out of our office as well as their own offices. Another partner I'd like to highlight, it would be Action 22. Action 22 already has a presence down there. They're established. So they're helping us bring us into that community and introduce it to the people that they're working with.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. And, you know, Paul, it's such a great way to say that we're continuing to see Mount Carmel grow and really impact the lives of as many veterans and service members as possible. And thank you so much for joining us and kind of outlining this next step and the goals for Mount Carmel.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we're talking with Katie Travis now, the Director of Veteran Family Resources, talking about what's going on in Mount Carmel. And really, we talked kind of about the expansion moving towards the south, some of the ways that these offices are doing it. But let's talk about the services that are going to be provided to more veterans now than really ever before.
Absolutely. So as we're expanding services down there, one of the key parts is putting some case managers down there. Obviously, mm-hmm. we can't at this particular time as we're working on building and growing, it's kind of hard for us to just funnel all of our staff down there. So what we have is we've got some case managers from our Veteran Family Resource team that are spending some days in those different offices, and they're becoming kind of that reach out point for any client that's coming in through those doors. They're able to offer the same services that they offer at Mount Carmel. So that's that non-clinical case management, like Paul was talking about earlier. It's really a connection to figuring out kind of, hey, what's going on in your life and what direction do you need to be heading in order to be more self-sufficient and sustainable on your own. And that does come sometimes with some financial assistance in areas like rent, mortgage, utilities, vehicle repair, so that we can get you back up on your feet. But a key part of our case managers going down there is kind of expanding that into some of that quick resource navigation. What resources are available to you in your area?
Yeah, really kind of being that, you know, hub, as you will, kind of the hub of the wheel, being able to come to that one spot and then sending them out to their different spokes wherever the way to fulfill those needs would be.
Yeah, and a big part of that is that we don't like to just say, oh, hey, you know, this organization does that and this organization does this and mm-hmm. you should go down the street to them. It's making sure that there's that real defined warm handover, and we're calling up, you know, oh, hey, I know, you know, Susie over there, and we're going to give her a call together and set up an appointment, or I'll make an introduction. I'll walk you down there myself, you know, if they've got the time, and just making sure that we're not just sending them out into the wilderness to figure things out on their own.
Absolutely. And of course, as everything's been going on to get this started, we heard from Paul that really you realized that in this virtual world that we're a lot more connected than we thought. What are some of the needs that you're hearing from some of these other communities that now Mount Carmel is reaching into? Are there specific needs that you're hearing out of, say, Pueblo and Trinidad compared to what you hear out of El Paso County?
They really are fairly similar. The biggest needs that we see across the board are usually in the housing realm, whether that's assistance getting into housing or some homeless prevention assistance, which would be that rent or mortgage once you're already there, or is it finding housing and finding some way to be sustainable within that housing? And one of the other key things that we've really started noticing even more is that level of food insecurity. And so whether that's having small pantries on site or being able to point out these are where the different pantries are in your area, this is who they're available to, because a lot of those places have zip code restrictions and they only have certain hours and you can only get certain things based on your family size. And so knowing which ones meet the needs of our clients best.
Yeah, and that's something really kind of taking this model is going to be fantastic for connecting with so many different service providers and really kind of helping to make those connections, is that it's not trying to just impose what works in Colorado Springs and carbon copying into other cities. It's really finding what works best and helping to connect those within the Pueblo community, Fountain, and Trinidad.
Absolutely. And then the other key thing when we've got our case managers going down there is, again, they're wearing some multiple hats too. So we're seeing that there's, you know, an employment need down in those areas. And since we don't have a peer navigator from our employment team heading down there, our case manager is making sure that they're linking them back up to our employment team here in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. It is a fantastic way. And if anyone wants to start making those connections, how do they reach out to the new Mount Carmel locations throughout Southern Colorado?
All right, I'm going to throw a bunch of phone numbers at you, so get your pen and paper ready. In Pueblo, the number there is going to be 719-309-4719. Down in Fountain, we are at 719-401-3320. And then in Trinidad, it's going to be an email address. You're going to hit up Skylar at SPELL, that's the letter S, S-P-E-L-L, at Mount Carmel, MTCARMEL, center.org. And you are also more than welcome to give us a call at our main desk, 719-722-7000, or our Veteran Family Resources appointment line, 719-309-4752. And we'll always be able to get you connected to one of those locations that works best for you.
Absolutely. And as Paul had mentioned too, the physical location in Pueblo will be in the St. Mary Corwin Medical Annex at Suite 156 in Fountain. It's in the El Paso County Public Health South location, located off of Highway 8587. And again, the email for Skylar, sspell@mountcarmel.org, to connect in Trinidad. Of course, you can get all that information much more by heading over to veterancenter.org or calling the main line, 719-772-7000. Katie, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast and
Absolutely.
Helping. Well, and as we'd mentioned, it really does not happen alone. This is not being done in a vacuum. It is the partners that really help make this process going. We're going to introduce you to some of the partners that are helping the Southern expansion of Mount Carmel as the Veterans Voice continues.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice podcast. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, a great nonprofit focused on our military veterans and their families, providing incredible services for transition and employment, behavioral health and wellness, and of course, veteran and family resources for any veteran of any era, regardless of their discharge status. And again, as we've been talking about the southern expansion of Mount Carmel services, getting into additional markets outside of Colorado Springs, including Fountain, Pueblo, and Trinidad. Joining me now is Brian McCann, the Chief Operating Officer for Action 22. Brian, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, let's talk a little bit about your background. And first off, what do you guys do at Action 22?
So Action 22 is a regional advocacy organization. It's a nonprofit, 501c6, and we cover 22 counties in southeastern Colorado, including El Paso County on down. We focus on government relations, education, health care, and agriculture and natural resources. And basically, the way I like to explain it in layman's terms is we're a giant regional chamber of commerce.
Okay. Yeah, so definitely helping to connect a lot of businesses and things of that nature. And
yes.
And how did you come to do that after your service to the country in the Air Force?
So I was in the Air Force from 99 to about 2005. After I got out, security forces deployed actually September 11th, 2001.
Wow.
Some of the first to go over doing bare base defense. And then I kind of fell in the political realm and started working for the U.S. Senate. And from there, the House of Representatives. So for 15 years, I've worked for the D.C. government in some aspect, most recently as a district director for a congressman here in Colorado. And veterans has always been like my go-to. That's what I've always wanted to do and help out. But we've worked closely with Action 22. And after my boss left office, of course, staff leaves office with the boss, Action 22 came in and they said, hey, we're trying to turn this around. It's a post-COVID world. Can you help us? And I said, I will.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much to your service, not only in the military, but the service you did at DC. I know those are some very thankless jobs, and especially as you mentioned, having your career tied to somebody who's at the, you know, ballot and really not having that control as well. So definitely appreciate everything you've done. And let's talk about the partnership that Action 22 is having with Mount Carmel and being able to expand so many options and really help to connect veterans throughout Southeast Colorado with various needs that they might have.
Well, to start off, Mr. Chipino has always been an active member of Action 22. He told Bob McLaughlin, you know, if you need to call Brian McCain down there. So we got together, and I've known Bob for some years through my previous job, and he told me they're looking to expand in Pueblo. And one thing that Action 22 does great is connect our members or people that want to come in and may not have those local connections. And he asked if we were willing to do that. And just kind of hit the ground running from there and really connected them with the Pueblo office, the hospital. Actually, the person working in the Pueblo Mount Carmel office was one of my former coworkers, so I connected him with him. And that's Doug Fitzgerald, and he knows more about veterans issues than probably anybody I've ever met in my life. So that's how we kind of got into this.
Exactly. And let's talk about some of the current initiatives and some of the things that Action 22 is really helping to advocate for throughout Southeast Colorado.
So one is the veterans issues, bringing my institutional knowledge in. I really want to create a resource for Southern Colorado, because you think something would exist where you have just a sheet of paper saying this is what this veteran needs, this is where they need to go. It doesn't exist. So I'm really trying to push that. Another one is a big one that we took recently in the San Luis Valley, kind of south of Pueblo. We're really helping to identify and do the public outreach of broadband expansion, because rural broadband is not the greatest in the world right now. So we're a big part of that. Another one is the state is transitioning to a more cleaner renewable energy portfolio. We've really been helping some of the energy providers, the utilities companies, kind of bring them to the same table, because it's very territorial at times, and we can be that group that brings them in and say, hey, we have a problem, we need a solution, let's talk about it. And that's just a few of hundreds that we're working on right now.
Yeah, and it's such a wide range as well when you come to just that region and expanding the services, especially that congressional district that you used to work for. It has so many different demographics all within one group, and being able to connect, as you mentioned, the issues as far as rural broadband, but then also mixing in clean energy efforts with other natural development. You've got in that same area not only a turbine farm plant making wind turbines, but you have a lot of oil and gas development all within that same region.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And I've always approached this from even the congressional days, that you really need an all of the above approach to energy development. And that's what Action 22 is kind of bringing the focus on in that area. And you're right. The congressional district I worked for was one of the largest in the country. So again, you take a dartboard with any issue, throw a dart at it, and that's basically the issue of the day.
Exactly. And, you know, it has so many specific issues, but then again, when you look at the needs of our veterans, as Katie was mentioning, there's still just some basic core needs that are universal no matter where you're at, which is such a benefit of having Mount Carmel connect with an organization like Action 22 that's so interconnected in the Southeast Colorado region, that's able to really help bridge those gaps.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's the rural veterans that kind of hurt the most, whether it's coming to broadband, access to care. Pueblo is the home of heroes. We mentioned Custer County earlier, and, you know, Custer County has one of the highest percentage of veterans populations in the country. Pueblo is the same way. Different than El Paso County. El Paso County, you have veterans that retired. They've been here. They did their 20 years. A lot of the veterans you see in rural areas, they did 4 years and they come home. Mm-hmm. And they don't have that retirement package. They don't have that safety net, as you would call it, coming out.
Yeah, they don't have that safety net. And also, unlike the retirement type veterans that we see a little bit more in El Paso County, they also have those longer drives to get some of the crucial veteran services. It's not as easy in, say, Pueblo, Custer County to just head over, you know, 15 minutes down the road to a VA clinic or to a caseworker, where this is something you have to plan, you know, almost a day, if not day and a half trip to get these basic services.
Yeah, and transportation is a huge issue for rural and southern Colorado right now, because a lot of the elderly veterans there, some of them can't drive. And, you know, to get to that appointment, to see that person, it's a 60, 70-mile drive, and that takes a lot. And when you're on a fixed income, you know, we're looking for solutions to expand transportation just all over the area.
Exactly. So as you're helping to work with Mount Carmel, getting, you know, them plugged into these new areas, what do you see as far as on the horizon? What are some of the next steps as far as really helping to bring that level of service and some of these key needs to fruition?
I think that the first one, again, is putting together almost an all-in-one resource package that can help educate and identify those partners throughout the community all over the southern Colorado, so you can point a veteran that needs help in the right direction. And then growing that network and those relationships between Mount Carmel, you know, the hospital down there, even the VA, and just kind of being that resource that's, hey, we got all this together. This is what you need. This is where we could send you.
Awesome. Well, if you want more information, how can we get more information about everything you do or maybe help partner with Action 22?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, it's action22.org, and that's the number 22, so action22.org. And if anybody has any questions or want to learn more or actually want to join Action 22, you can email me at brian.mccain, brian.mccain. at action22.org.
Well, Brian McCain, Chief Operating Officer of Action 22, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast, for helping to make these crucial connections and through Southern Colorado, and again, for your service not only in the Air Force, but in Congress, which we know that's a whole nother ballgame in
yes.
and of itself.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Still ahead, we're going to continue talking to more of our partners helping with Mount Carmel's Southern expansion. This is the Veterans Voice.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA. We're continuing to talk with the men and the partners that are helping to make the expansion of Mount Carmel services into Southern Colorado possible. Joining me now is Eric Cruz, the Vice President of Recruiting and Talent Acquisition for Vitalant Staffing. And Eric, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice.
Thank you for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about your military career. We know you're a retired Army, and let's talk about that part of your service career that led into your current position.
Yes, I just retired from the military after 30 years of military service. I decided my last 14 years was with Recruiting Command, helping National Guard members and Reserve members. And from Recruiting Command, my last responsibility was in charge of the whole state of Colorado. I decided that it was my time to give back to the community. I was going to find a job that I could give back, and that's why Valiant Staffing came into play, because of what we do, putting our heroes to work. I seen that, and I knew that a lot of veterans in the Reserve, National Guard members, current serving members, they didn't know what to do with the military careers they got through the military. Mm-hmm. So it was my job to connect that with civilian life and give those veterans an opportunity to make sure they could use all the skills you got through the military in civilian employment.
Absolutely. It is such valiant work. I apologize for the pun right there. But really working on connecting our military men and women with civilian careers. We've talked about it so much. It's one of the key things that Mount Carmel does with their job transitions, and having somebody like yourself that can translate between military ease and civilian jargon, which we know those are two completely separate languages. It's so key to help find great careers for our men and women after they come out of the service.
It is, and that's why I've been wearing kind of two hats. I help with the civilian employment, and those who have served that still want to go back, I could get them connected with the recruiters to go back and still serve this country. So I do that a lot, and I work directly with the peer navigators in Mount Carmel. I've been doing that for 3+ years, and we have placed over 300 veterans into full-time employment, either a contract job, direct placement, or attempt to perm. So we have been able to change a lot of veterans' life from Mount Carmel and Valiant Staffing.
Absolutely. It's something we know that our military men and women are such great assets to any organization, even if the exact resume does not fit what they did in the military. Those skills that they picked up along the way as far as being able to commit to a job, to being very goal and task oriented, is something that's crucial for so many employers, no matter what the job really is.
It is. And I've been blessed because of my military skills and everything I do for Valiant Staffing. 90% of this company trusts me to make sure 90% of the veterans, when they go, they don't even need to do a second interview. Once I said you will be given an opportunity, the opportunity is given because I speak both languages, the civilian side and what the military does. So that's very helpful that me with the peer navigators on Mount Carmel, that's how we could change a lot of veterans' lives, sir.
Exactly. You've been a tenured in-house partner at the Colorado Springs location. Soon you're going to be splitting your efforts between the Springs and Pueblo. And one of the things, as you mentioned, not only being able to translate and kind of navigate what a civilian career would look like, you're able to help get those skills or suggest whatever skills a veteran or transitioning service member might need to pick up to really make it successful on the civilian side.
It is. We just not help the veterans. We also assist the family members too as well. Mm-hmm. So we could help veterans and the family members with all these employments. Right now in the Pueblo area, it's very exciting for us. We got 12 companies that we could employ people into full-time. Currently over 35 vacancies right now that have a full-time recruiter, also retired Army vet, Mr. Leifner Tan. We are both willing to help people with full-time employment in the area right now.
Yeah, it's such a great thing. And, you know, mentioning the support for military spouses and family members, which is huge because they've paid a lot of dues as well. And they've made a lot of sacrifices moving from duty station to duty station and putting their career aside as well, kind of helping to support the ultimate goal.
I think they work harder than us because we volunteer to do what we do for the military. Mm-hmm. They don't volunteer. They follow us all along, especially my wife. We've been married over 30 years and I think she served harder than me, the military, because I was doing something I had the passion for, and it was fun for me. A lot of family members don't understand what they signed up when they are right there with a veteran serving active duty, reserve, or any branch of the armed forces.
Yeah, it is such a valiant service, which is so important now more than ever to help to give back. And as you mentioned, being able to connect not only the veteran but their family is so huge. And if anyone wants more information about everything you have going on at Valiant Staffing, what's the best way to connect with you guys?
The best way to connect is to valiantstaffing.com, or also you could email me. My name is Eric, E-R-I-K, at valiantstaffing.com. And we are here to help and assist those who have served and the family members.
Absolutely. Eric, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast. Thank you for your service, not only in the Army, but to our veterans and their family members now, helping to connect them with those civilian careers.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed day.
You as well. And, you know, we've talked so much on the Veterans Voice about the expansion in efforts to help connect Mount Carmel services with what's going on in Southern Colorado, the expansion into Fountain, Pueblo, and Trinidad. And Mount Carmel is holding a veterans focus group in Trinidad with team members and case managers looking to really help identify the specific needs in the Trinidad area. As we know, Southern Colorado is such a hugely different state. We have so many different demographics. Some of the needs in Colorado Springs aren't the same as in Fountain, despite being so close. The same goes with Pueblo and Trinidad. So really, Mount Carmel is looking to help identify the needs going on in the Trinidad area with that Veterans Focus Group. It'll be coming up on December 14th at 10 a.m. at the Champions Building. It's going to determine what the needs of veterans throughout Los Animas County in extreme Southern Colorado really are. Again, That information is available at Mount Carmel's website, veteranscenter.org. The focus group will be held on December 14th at 10:30 at the Champions Building in Trinidad. And of course, if you need more information, just give Mount Carmel a call, 719-772-7000. Katie Travis and the Veteran Family Resources Center can help you out with that information. And again, Mount Carmel is an amazing nonprofit organization helping to connect military veterans and their families with incredible services now even further into Southern Colorado. Those services include transition and employment, behavioral health and wellness, and family resources for the family and veterans. And really, this is for any veteran of any era, regardless of discharge status. You've been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA. USAA is continuing their hiring efforts as well. If you'd like to join their team, just head on over to usaajobs.com. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.